You're listening to Optimize et Al, a technology podcast powered by Navigate.
The next theme of our podcast, which is about technology making us think too much about data. So can technology make us think too much about data rather than how buildings make us feel? What do you think on that?
Absolutely. Technology can make us think more about data rather than how buildings make us feel. But I'm the guy who's always optimistic and always tries to look at every challenge from the positive side. Because, for example, in this case, when it comes to vast amount of data, yes, I agree. Technologies are providing architects with a vast amount of data, from energy analysis to material performance, to the smallest details. We now have BIM models that are providing you with data, for example, for a door. Where is the key of that door? What type of key that door uses? So imagine all those details that sometimes an architect needs to at least be aware of, to say it like that. And this can be quite overwhelming, I agree. But now comes the positive side. Wherever there is a challenge, there is someone who tries to solve that challenge. So, for example, we have softwares that help you handle this data in a very effective way. Let's take Navigate, for example. That's the closest one to us. Navigate provides various tools that help you manage your building information and content. So it will help you handle that data and let you focus on the creative part of your work. I would like to maybe give one other example. I got familiar with that software a couple of days ago. So before, when I started working, I have briefly worked on some digitalization projects. So where that process was very time consuming and tedious. You get a very low quality 2D drawing or a low detailed point cloud, and you have to create a 3D BIM model out of it. Reading all of that data was so frustrating. And a few days ago, I became more familiar with a software that we actually here in Walter Code are developing. It's called BIMFi. The purpose of that software is to automate the digitalization process by using machine learning algorithms and whatnot. And in the end, you give it, basically, you give it 2D drawings and it gives you a 3D model by utilizing these algorithms. So what I'm trying to say is, even though there is a lot of data out there for architects to understand, to be aware of, there are softwares that can help you deal with that. So the adoption is the key. So we need to find effective ways to adopt these softwares.
Yeah. So again, it's kind of going back to the coin, isn't it? You know, there's two sides to is data. Always going back to that coin. Oh dear, where's that coin? Yes. But yeah, there's two sides to this where data is crucial in terms of, like you mentioned, you know, the door data. Where can I find information behind that door? Could be manufacturer, it could be the material used, sustainability kind of values and things like that. But at the same time, the other side of the coin is, you know, are we spending way too much time inputting that data instead of spending that time on design flair and improving the way that we design? Because, you know, there's that kind of, are we really wasting our time here, or is this time valuable for us to, it's valuable, for example, when you're firefighting and you need to go to a building and you know where things are, or it's valuable for when you're trying to replace your boiler and you've now got that data. But are we wasting our time here, do you think, or? Do you think actually?
I've read a really interesting thing a few days ago, quite connected to this question. The new style is no style in architecture. Oh. So before, in the past, this was quite catchy to me. Then I had to read everything through it. Before, or in the past, architecture was all about culture, all about criticism-based feedback from that time period where the architects lived. Gothic architecture was quite religious. Then comes some modernism and postmodernism architecture that very much focuses on the function. But now we are in an age of technology, and in an age where we have so important problems to deal with. First of all, climate change, poverty, overpopulation, where it doesn't matter how the building is designed. It matters if it's comfortable to live in. Does it protect you from environmental impacts? And does it provide you the efficient way to live inside? For example, Internet of Things, there are so many buildings out there that are incorporating those kind of technologies that can help you with your mind. You can turn on and off the lights. I'm not going too much into details, but...
But it is where we're heading.
That's where we are heading. So to create a connection between the building and us in a way where we utilize technology. So it's not more about how the building feels, but rather, is it livable? Is it comfortable to live inside? So maybe I'm not 100% right on this, but I kind of agreed with that phrase. We don't need a style anymore. We just need the smartest way to build a building in order to keep our environment safe, for example.
Wow, imagine in the future, people looking back at this era when, you know, we're long gone and people looking back to say, how, the way that you just look back to say about Gothic architecture and to say, that was the years of when there was no style. You know?
Yes, yes.
Imagine. That will be quite, yeah. Okay, so it goes very close to one of my personal themes, actually, Mehmet, which is the plan is to have no plan. So, you know, yeah, so it goes very close with my motto. So, you know, the style is to have no style. It'd be really interesting. And I suppose when you really look around, you know, at cities like Dubai, and yes, there's these kind of very extravagant buildings. But when you really look down at them, you know, from a point, and you just think, it's very squarish, it's very boxy. Just glassy. Very glassy, sometimes classy as well. But there we go. I had to put in a bit of a rhyme there. But anyway, yeah. Couldn't resist. Sorry, Mehmet.
There is so much happening behind those buildings. So much technology, so much science behind that. That if you imagine having a building, how much is Burj Khalifa high? I think it's like 800.
He's going to ask me that question.
800, 900 meters. I don't know. Imagine a skyscraper that high. And they're trying now to build a skyscraper that's 1,000 meters high. So, but there is so much technology behind that that the architect has to focus on that data rather than on the style itself.
With great power comes responsibility. So here, if we relate that kind of term or that phrase back with the way that buildings are going now, we now have a greater number of levels in a building. So there comes that responsibility, there comes that need for data that we might not have needed in the past, where, you know, the highest a building might have gone is 3 levels or something. Now we've got 333 levels almost. You know, we've got so many to go elaborate. You know, you've got so many levels. You have to have that data, and that data is becoming important.
Exactly. So, I think in the end, even before, data was very important, but it was perceived in a more, there was not that much data as there is today. So we have so much things documented around everything when it comes to architecture. Before, only specific, I don't know where I'm getting with this.
Yeah, previously, only specific data was needed. You just needed to know three doors, you know, to a building. That's all you needed. Exactly. Nowadays, you've got 33 doors, and, you know, where's the different sizes, which doors need the panels, which ones doesn't. Whereas previously we had less options. Now we've got more options, so we need to control that in some way, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, thank you very much for that, Mehmed. Coming up next on Optimize et al.